What's up, guys? This is Level Up Lounge, episode 2. This week we're going to be talking about the main reveals of the Summer Games Fest State of Play and the Xbox Game Show. We took a week to reflect on what was going on. We're going to discuss on pretty much just the major reveals and everybody that are really interested in. And then we'll have discussion about a bunch of other things, other questions about this and in the future of major drops for future game shows and such. So, what was shown for the major reveals for all the showcases were the Resident Evil Requiem, and then we got Clockwork Revolution, Persona 4 Revival, Marvel Token, Fighting Souls, The Outer Worlds 2, the game that we thought it was, and then we got baited at the end, Call of Duty Black Ops 7. I'm still so mad about that. Yeah, Final Fantasy really. 7 Remake, but finally going to be on the Xbox Game Store. And Final Fantasy 16, same thing. You'll be able to get that on the Xbox Store. And then finally, the Xbox handheld, the ROG Xbox Ally handheld. Now, what were your thoughts? After finally soaking it in for a week, what do you really think about the showcases? Like all the games that were shown.
Oh, one thing is that others will have to keep in mind with listening to this. This is what we think would be the major hits. There could have been some there, like the 2D stuff, where they think those are bigger hits than the others.
This is true. You're right. That's actually a good point of saying,
this is
what we thought were the major hits on our part. Like, here, you're right. Like, people were, thinking probably, Silksong. Silksong is probably, would have been a bigger hit. I would have put it on here as a big hit if they actually showed it off. Gameplay or a new trailer or something, or gives a release date. But you're right. I didn't think about that. These are just major titles that we think of because we know we're going to play them. Well, not that, for everybody else.
That and their bigger name ones, so that gives them a bigger boost in a lot of media type looks too. So that's the other factor.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. And for example, these major titles, We probably put them on this list just because most of them are from a AAA company or working under a big corporation. For example, Resident Evil, Outer Worlds, Black Ops 7, Final Fantasy games, those are probably the big hits, I feel like. And then the two, there's probably two on here, I think, have a bigger fan base. Maybe three. The Final Fantasy fan base, then the Resident Evil fan base. And so, honestly, I think Persona has a huge fan base, too.
I think they got a decent one. I say I would be fighting between them and the Marvel, only because there is... I'm not 100% because I'm not a big fighters game person, but... there is a good community out there, so they probably are neck to neck with a lot of different things.
You are actually right on that one, too. I would put that in a fighting community category, and nobody understands the fighting game community is massive. I'm not kidding you. Right. It's bigger than a Call of Duty esports kind of community. It's way bigger.
And there's a number of tournaments out there for it, but...
every year with Evo, I watch it that weekend of all the fighting competitions of the tournaments and everything for each category of each fighting game. It gets so hyped. If it makes you feel I don't know if you've ever went to a football game or anything like that, but something that you're interested in, but then you're rooting for it. It hits the same way. Even if I'm just virtually watching it through Twitch or YouTube, I feel like the fighting game community hits just as much as a football game. That's just me. I don't get that feeling with a Call of Duty game just because, I mean, it's Call of Duty. It's not the same, so.
And Call of Duty's changed somewhat over the years, but to me, the change, and I've talked to a couple other people, is they see it that same way, too, is they've changed a little bit, but problem is they don't want to fix the mistakes. They just want to keep what they have and try to just keep going with it. Yes, it's nice getting a new one every year, but at the same time, you should let them kind of sit there, fix what you have, cook, and give it a few years. Give it 2 or 3 years at least before you drop another title. Because, heck, Black Ops 6 came out not even a year ago, and they're already dropping this, and a lot of them's like, what the hell, we just got this where we're not even a year ago.
You're right. You're definitely right on that, but, I mean, out of, like, these major titles, which ones... I know what the one that you're going to say. Pick three out of the list that we have here that you're excited to actually hopefully play or definitely play on day one.
Definitely on day one. My three picks for my personal play is, for most part, easy. Yes, I'm a big Final Fantasy fan, but I got them all the time, so it's... And they're another one that kind of just keeps... They don't drop it every year, thankfully, but they keep going, which is to number 16, so it's... There's a long list, because then you got all the side ones like Tactics, and heck, if you go...
Stranger's Island or Stranger's Paradise is another one, and...
If you want to go to the bad ones, you can go to play Chronicles off of the Wii. I'm not a fan of that one, but there's so many out there. But for me, it would be Outer Worlds 2, because I loved playing the first one. Mm-hmm. I plan on playing it again before this one comes out to make sure my mind's refreshed on all the stuff and the lore on it and what they plan on doing with the second one. It's funny as hell. All this stupid mechanics that you can do to make your game, your playthrough, that more interesting. For instance, like they showcased the knee popping.
Yes, the stupid knee popping. I'm like, what?
It's dumb, but it's and hilarious.
Then you jump wherever and your knees cracked, and then like gives off your position. The enemies can just know where you're at. And it's basically they're adding instinctively debuffs and buffs to the game.
Yep.
In a pro and con situation. and it's.
Yeah, pick and choose.
That is hilarious. And like, there's no other games that really do that.
I'm going to probably do many different playthroughs, and one of them I plan to do the dumb playthrough.
I got to do
the kneecap. I got to do everything to it to make it more stupid.
Well, especially if it's like your first playthrough, you gotta try out all the new mechanics or the new
you only could try so many out. Oh, that's why you got to do multiple. Unfortunately, well, they might have a respec. I don't know. I don't think they said anything about that. So,
well, we ended up watching them.
I went home and watched it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay. So I know you're interested in Outer Worlds too.
So it'll be that.
And then
Clockwork Revolutions. Yep, I've been waiting since that dropped.
That is like definitely the first one.
I'm hoping that comes out this year. I don't want to wait till next year, but whatever they have to do to make sure it comes out amazing. That what all they showed in that showcase. There are so many different features and whatever that they added to it that I honestly wasn't fully expecting.
What's crazy is, too, I was listening to someone or read something, is I kind of agree that they did show their showcase or trailer, gameplay trailer for their showcase. It was a bit long. I feel like they should have shortened it just a little bit. That's just me.
It was longer than most of how the showcases went, but I'd have to actually go through seeing how the time frame between where it started and ended and compared to others, because like Resident Evil was a bit longer than the normal ones.
I think it's pretty average, really.
I'd say it wasn't longer than that because, well, they didn't really show any much gameplay or anything like that. So if they would have added that to it, that would have gave that extended buff.
Yeah.
But yes, it was definitely a bit longer than the normal, but they had, it was so much to show. So they were able to work it in with that showcase as much as they did.
And your third one, I think I know.
It, I still got to get the other two, which I do have them now. Thanks to my wife.
Yeah. It's
Resident Evil Requiem.
Hey, that wasn't my fault.
No.
She asked me, and I was like, why are you asking me? If you're going to do it, you do it. And then she did, and I knew she said, well, I got to just go yell about it. Hey, she should have known what she was getting herself into. She knows this. And also, I did forget.
I mainly told her, I'm like, why'd you do that? Come on. I mean, do other stuff, but...
Regardless, it's either I was doing it or she was.
Yeah.
But at least you got 7 and 8 now that you can play through.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think you're going to need to for this one. Yeah, for mine is definitely Resident Evil Requiem. Definitely Marvel Token Fighting Souls. Just because... It looks different than most fighting games, and at the same time, it has more characters. So it's
2-for-1.
It is definitely 2-for-1. I can't pass that up. And especially, it just looked good. Like if they have good music in it, like they did in the trailer, I'm sold. Like music to me in video games nowadays is kind of important. And which is funny for me. I used to be like, I want the flashy, cool gameplay stuff. Like, I want to know what kind of action I'm getting into. But, yet again, I'm just, I guess, evolving over the years of gaming. So it's like music and storytelling are, like, super important. Like, of course, the game has to look good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in 2025. There's no reason for a game to look like shit or play like shit. For example, Mind's Eye. Jesus.
Yeah, I've been seeing more on that. I haven't been keeping up, but I've seen a number of different ones, especially from other people that was playing it or supposed to be sponsored by them. So it was,
oh my god, it literally, it's by people who made Grand Theft Auto, like the previous one, and they decided to try to make their own like open world Grand Theft Auto style, but story just was all over the place. It played like trash. It looked like trash. The AI. It's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, but they were at least smart enough to pull it before it got worse.
That is true.
So they at least, they're like, okay, we see the problem. We acknowledge the problem. We're ending it before the problem gets worse.
Yeah, but I also think the main problem is it was a $60 game. $60 game for something that you're not going to get 60 hours in, I don't think, or even close. Yeah. That's terrible. Call. Only gave 2 games. Like,
will be your third.
Okay, I'm going to just say in general, the Final Fantasy games, because they're going to be bound to come to Xbox Game Pass. And currently, you know, I'm working through the Final Fantasy games, so like, I'll be starting Final Fantasy VIII, which is your favorite Final Fantasy of all time. So I'm kind of excited to play through it and talk to you about it.
And you can do your comparison to why 8 and 7 feud. I don't get why, honestly. Just it's in the community. It's always 7, and usually 7 and 8 is the ones that keep going back and forth. But a lot of times it's 7 against pretty much all of them.
Well, this... a community I'm part of, they really like Final Fantasy VI.
Six was definitely
a lot of people like six, and someone questioned me like, why did you start with 7 instead of 6? I was like, well, one, I don't think I had the power cables to my thing, and also I had to rebuy the game.
I remember I keep the hard copies of every one of them.
Yeah, but you know me, I want my own hard copies.
Well, you can have it until you buy your own.
No, that's yours, not mine. And also, I'm not going to emulate people. I hope you're listening. The ones who were on my TikTok, I'm not emulating it. I'm buying the real hard copy, playing it through an actual old system. What God created man and man created to do to make good video games and play them the right way.
No, they did that so we didn't go do the stupid things out in the real world like we were already doing.
Fair enough. You're not wrong. You are not wrong.
I'm playing skater games and trying to skate out in the real world and wrecking, crashing everywhere, so...
Thankfully, I never really got massively injured, like broken bones or anything. It was just more massive scrapes. I don't think it will. No, that's another discussion for next time. The Xbox handheld is going to be another discussion about another massive topic, and that'll probably be next episode. Because it's going to deal with a bunch of handheld stuff, and I'm excited. And I know you've played a lot of handheld stuff too.
Yeah.
So that is another topic for next time. But excuse me. What games would we like to have seen in either showcase? For me, these are the ones I put down if you want to add or say whatever. From the state of play, I was kind of thinking they should have showed off something, a new or a continued IP, for example. Just a completely new IP, a whole new game. It could have been, for example, if it's a brand new game, it could be like a Venom game or continuous IP. I was thinking maybe they should have shown like Jack and Daxter or shown off a new Uncharted. Something fresh. I feel like they should have touched on the Wolverine game that they've they just gave like a trailer, like a cinematic trailer for it. And I'm surprised they haven't.
Last year?
I think like a year and a half ago or 2 years. It's been a minute.
I looked a lot of this stuff up, but didn't write the stuff down like a moron.
It happens. I could be wrong. It could have been last year. Someone comment. I think someone tell us. Someone. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was last year, I think. I think it was during the main showcase and everything. It kind of was just like a little teaser.
No, I think it was 2 years ago, because I'm pretty sure it was. I don't know. That doesn't matter. I know you're Googling it, you jerk. One thing, I'm surprised they haven't. They might be just done with the Spider-Man game, any additional content, but I don't think they had a good DLC yet for it. So, surprised like a DLC wasn't shown. I would have liked to seen that, but it's okay. Was there anything in the State of Play you think they should have shown on Sony's part?
At least not off the top of my head.
Like, not even, like, you think they should have shown Final Fantasy Part 3? Final Fantasy 7 Part 3? Do you think they should have shown that? Or
honestly, yes on that one, because I think they've been dropping them bi-yearly. Can't remember if it's bi-yearly or every other year the next part. But I hate that they're doing it that way, because especially when people play it, they're like, okay, now I gotta wait. It's worse than to me, wait for a freaking anime to come. It's like, okay. And
don't get me started with anime. Oh, God.
We can go run around on that one.
No kidding. But right now, we're sitting here with our thumbs up our butts, waiting for the movies for Demon Slayer to come out.
Yeah, but there's many other animes to keep you in chain.
No.
But that's on the same realm. If you add that to games, that's the same different subject, is just a different genre.
Well, and also you gotta think, Square Enix is probably working on a bunch of other big titles in that void. Like, they're like, okay, we got the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth out. We can start having some company, part of the devs, work on this, and then working on the other game. It's and also for me, like a gamer, I know some people want the next one like right when they finish it or something, or within the next year. Me, I want time so that I can catch up on the other games.
Well, there's that, but when it comes to parts, because going from when we were kids, they had 7, 8, and 9.
Oh, that was yearly.
Those were all 4-disc games. When it came out, it was, you got all the discs. So going now, where you're waiting a year or two for the next part to come out, that hype can easily die down and lose interest. Where we guess you got that fan base still, but it's not going to be hot like it was when it first dropped. You got part two that came out, and everybody's like, yeah. And like when the first one come out, they're like, yes. So it's a generally downgrade making them wait so long for it. If they're, but it can also work for them, which they may hope on, if nothing's coming out during that period, that it may build a pipe since it's only one that's looked forward to for many people. There's like 3 or 4 months where no hot games are coming out, and that one drops in it, or Shadow drops in it, it could blow up doing that, which would be another thing they may wait on.
Right.
So that's another key part, and just trying to understand them is the hard part with all that.
Hmm. That's a good take to really, like, reflect on. Now, for Summer Games Fest, they showed quite a bit, but...
Yeah. Their rapid succession
of that. Yeah, they showed a lot, and that's where Resident Evil Requiem got shown. But for what I would have liked to see, which all the, like, two of them I think should have been ideal. One of them is a big stretch. One, I think we should have seen, like, The Witcher 1 remake, something like, just like a cinematic, like they did for the first game, like their version of a cinematic. If you've ever seen Witcher 1 cinematic, like, opening thing,
which,
if they did like a super high grade, like, realistic one, like how Witcher 4 looks like, but with the cinematic touches of that, for one, showing like a little trailer and then a release date, I would have been happy if we saw something like that.
Which, with that one, they may shadow drop it, all we know, without saying too much or saying anything at all. They could just go drop down and make all the Witcher fans happy. But with them not saying anything, I'm wondering if how much work they're really putting into it. Not in a bad way, but if they're revamping everything that happened in 1, yes, they got the floor plan of it, if they just go by how it was, which to me, they should just go by how it was, just revamp it, the fighting, all that stuff, or make it work better with the technology they have now. It could be a lot of work with getting the mechanics right, getting everything to flow
how Witcher 3 fell. I mean, it's a reason why Witcher 4 is going to release before the Witcher 1 remake, and they announced that. Like, they're having to put way more time into Witcher 1 remake because how clunky and how everything was different. The difference between 3 and 1 is so
huge. Astronomic.
And, like, it's even huge to think about. Witcher 2 and Witcher 1 are so different still.
The fighting alone changed dramatic going from 1 to 2. If, like, you never played any of it, it's better to start from the first one, because then you can really appreciate and acknowledge what they did each jump in the game.
Well, and another game comparison to think about is like playing Fable Anniversary or Fable 1 and then playing Fable 2.
Yes.
It's completely different. It's completely different in games. And like Fable 2 is probably my favorite Fable. Fable 3 is not my favorite at all. The story kind of blah.
I still had fun in Fable 3, and it sucks. It's hard to really find a copy of that anymore, because I never really looked up why they kind of removed that from everything. You can't buy it on Steam. You can't buy it around wherever. You got to be really looking or trying to find a hard copy somewhere in the world, because it's, for whatever reason, got kind of scrubbed off.
That is true. I have not realized that you can't find Fable 3 worth of crap. Actually, you can't find, like, any of the Fable games anywhere.
It's difficult.
It's just probably one of those, like, vaulted game that, like, a secret high, like, a super good community is just, I don't know. It's probably a favorite company game, and that's why I'm surprised. What I think Summer Games Fest should have shown off, this is the one that I said is a big stretch. Mm. Cyberpunk 2.
That one, I am glad they didn't make a second one yet.
I don't think they're
not ready.
They're not ready at all, but I know they're working on it. And I know that, like, after making Cyberpunk 1 and their DLC, making it all right and improved it drastically, I think Cyberpunk 2 is going to be like a masterpiece.
Yeah, I say.
And I'm glad they didn't show anything off, and I don't think they will show anything off until a year and a half.
Yeah, they...
Not next year, but then 2027, I think they'll show it.
I can see possibly 2 years. They've only released really one major DLC for one, and with all the issues and everything that they had with making the first one, it'll be very bad to have for CD Red to come out with a second one with just as bad. That's going to put even more sour taste in everybody's mind with it. I personally didn't have too much issues because I played on day one.
Oh, yeah, I did too, didn't I? And
I'm not sure.
I
just had no issues.
Maybe it wasn't day one. No, yeah, it was day one because I remember picking up the game from Best Buy because I got the key, but I wanted also to pre-order through Best Buy to get the steel case, which I have it in there somewhere. I didn't have any problems, and my computer then was not nearly as good as what I have now, which is crazy to think. Like, I didn't have that many problems.
Yeah, and I saw a number of people checking them out and everything, just seeing where they were and thoughts and all that, and seeing all the issues they were having. And yeah, my computer wasn't definitely not for that game. It still ran it for the most part. I had to take the graphics down some. I had a phenomenal time playing it. Didn't have really much glitches going on. I think there was only one or two glitches I ran into, and that made me really go, okay, that's not supposed to be there, but okay. And just go on.
Right.
I put almost 100 something hours in that game. So that's definitely one. Small retract back to two of them. The Fable 3, they ran out of licensing, and probably the same thing with the other ones. Ran out of licensing and no keys were being made, so they got it. Bye-bye.
I was saying, like, physical copies, you can't really find those anywhere anymore.
Well, that's part of licensing. They're not going to print and make...
No, not printing. Like, going to disc replay.
Oh. And something got probably damaged, and it's like certain games like .hack is so difficult to find the hard copy of that.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Like, I bet you it's like people realize that those games are going to be worth a good amount, and probably some idiot just came in, scalped them all, and just going to keep them until the next Fable game comes out.
Maybe.
And price it out. Or when the company comes back to life, I don't know, and raise the price on those games and everything. He's a millionaire. Not a millionaire, but make some good money.
And then revert back one more, just to mess with you, that Wolverine game, it was released September of 21. 4 years. That it has nothing been said.
4 years? I wanted to say, like, in COVID, they showed the cinematic, but then I was like, man, that's pushing it. People are going to be like, this idiot doesn't know what he's talking about. So I was, like, compensating my time. No.
4 years ago.
My brain was right, and my gut was wrong.
Oh, it'll be 4 years in September, but still. For 4 years, nothing's been said since then.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So either they're keeping it really tight down low, or they scrapped it. One of the two.
They're not going to scrap it. They're definitely not going to scrap it. It's a game that people are looking forward, and it's going to be a game that's going to do well. Well,
they got to be careful, because that's the same as like Duke Nukem. A lot of people liked it. It took 15 years to make the last one, and...
Ew, it's trash.
Oh, bad. So, that's somewhere in that realm that's like, okay, you got to pick and choose. You want to risk it, or you think it's better to kind of move on and just slide it under with not people thinking about it? And
I mean, if that's the case, well, people, we're in a generation now, we remember those things very well.
Yeah. But it could be very well on down low. It's just like Baldur's Gate 3. They were very on the down low. You did not hear much of that game.
No.
So that was, which you do know, which I knew this whenever, a little bit after, however many months it came out, and they're starting to slowly back off of it. They're not making four, right? That it's going to be someone else if they want it or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. They're making a new... If they make a new game, it's a brand new IP.
Well, there's four have been said to be in the works, kind of a leak, but Yeah, I don't know who's going to be working
on it. It's not them. They already said they're done.
Yeah, it's not Larian.
They made a masterpiece, and they wanted to keep that one for themselves.
But they've also stated they're not going to work on 4.
They shouldn't. They don't need to. They made 3 so good. They don't want to lose that reputation.
Yeah, so whoever's making 4, I just hope they do it right.
They won't.
But they got to put the heart into it. If they don't, and they go for the money, it'll be a bad subject on that one.
Yeah, we've witnessed that many times. One game that I'm surprised wasn't shown, and was actually, they had like a cinematic trailer, it was last year, was Blade. I'm just strangely curious why some of these games that were shown last year or in the past they're not showing anything off, which, it, like we were just discussing, is kind of scary. We don't know if they're picking to continue the game or just slide underneath the rug and hope no one notices, and they can work on the bigger titles that people were more interested in, which is annoying because I think they should be very open with the gaming community and tell them, hey, we're still working on this game. We don't feel comfortable showing what we have made yet for it. But look to the future, near future of all this. I think a lot of gaming companies and devs and people just don't want to be upfront or open with us. And that's when they lose customers and fan base.
It's a hit and miss. They got it. I say talk a little bit, but the secrecy can boost them work because then it's really getting the expectation out there. What's going to happen? What's going to be shown on next? And then if it shows something good, whenever they give a little tiny update or whatever, or a little picture or something like that, it can raise more.
Oh, like for example, we can talk about this at that moment. This moment, Silent Hill 1 remake. Happening, and they didn't do a cinematic, did nothing, they just did some Japanese music with the title.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's all we get, but then realizing that's what should be shown. Like, if you're working on something, especially when the fan base has asked for a million times, like, yeah, that's what we want. And then next year, or how I see it is, Game Awards will drop like a cinematic trailer that's a minute or a 2 minutes, something like that, and then we'll get like maybe end of 2026 or something.
But a number of them I've noticed are starting to shadow drop stuff. I don't know if that's good or not, but it's definitely surprising when those happen.
I think it's good when they do that. That means either one, they say F it. They can let the community tell us what needs fixed and what's the problem, and then they get it fixed. And then 2, they feel comfortable and confident in their work.
Yeah, but that is a good point. So
because then they don't when people show something off and it's like, oh, such and such date is being released, and then they feel very what is it? They feel pressured by us wanting it released, and then they're like, oh, we'll release it two weeks early or a month early or something, and then it's like god awful, and they're like, great, now we got to deal with the bad rep we're getting, and then we got to fix on the game, and now we're stressed, and then like I'm mad at the gaming community sometimes because
it's a toxic point when it's that, or it's executives above the developers are saying, I don't care if it's right or not, it will be going out this day.
For example, Cyberpunk was one of them. It was forced to be released regardless of the situation. And
I'm glad they at least took the hit, and kind of like No Man's Sky, took the hit and just went up.
For gaming history of all time, to witness Cyberpunk getting fixed and being a fan favorite, and No Man's Sky doing the exact same and still putting content out that's free to the community. It's like a video game history magical thing to witness. It's cool to see how far these games come and go. Up next is the Xbox Game Showcase. This is the three that I think I would have liked to see, but one is a far reach, one is like could, but possibly a no for sure. And then the first one is Fable. I think it should have been shown. I think it should have been shown of like a gameplay trailer and then a release date. That's just me. I rather had a Fable gameplay trailer and release date than a stupid Black Ops 7.
Yeah, I'm not surprised on the Black Ops 7 or 6, whatever it is, whatever 7, we're at now. 7. I've lost track.
It should be 0 because I'm tired of Call of Duty in general. And I'm just done.
Call of Duty could be so good if they would fix their mistakes, fix the issues.
Their main mistakes, this is the point, if we're just going to talk about mistakes, listen, cheaters, number one, cheaters.
Which is a hard thing to fix because they are everywhere. They're bad hackers. They'll find ways in like roaches.
Yeah, they're fucking cockroaches. Cheaters are little pieces of shit.
Well, that and
they think, how is it fun? How is it fun to just have a 30 and 0 KD and win every single game? How is it fun? It doesn't prove that you're going to be like MLG, part of the esports
teams. I think they do it just to see if they can keep doing it. I think that's the mainly thing, because one guy, he made a clip whatever about it, because he was one of the cheaters was willing to talk to him wherever in Warzone, and they're sitting there just talking, didn't care at all. And he said, this account could be banned, I could be back within 30 seconds. Gets 100 accounts for a dollar on the dime. And it's no problem to, oh, that's banned, quick swap over, here we go, new key, there we go, up, oh, I'm in. And then back to doing what he does. And
how do you stop it, do you think?
You got to have the team to be able to manage something, because whether we like it or not, Call of Duty is a big game. It is a high player base still, even if it don't seem like it. It is a high player base. Matter even with the hackers. You got to have a team that can sit there. Well, obviously two teams, one for day, one for night.
Or three, but, really, three teams. All three shifts.
Yeah. To be able to monitor the system that's supposed to detect it, or be able to go in and detect it, kind of like, because every multiplayer game's going to have that issue. It's very hard not to have it.
Well, it sucks as I'll be a minute that I've done it in the past. I reported people just because I suck, and I did it purposely because. Yeah, I just sucked. I'm like, no, there's no way. I'm reporting this guy. Reported.
Well, the problem is these days, you can't tell a lot of times unless it's very obvious.
Right.
Which, COD, they've gotten to the point where they don't even hide it no more. They're like, yeah, I'm doing it. What you gonna do?
And I think people need to be generally actually honest on their reporting. And then I think the team that are working behind Call of Duty, they need to go through the report systems and just ban them. Like, I don't think someone's working behind the desk and going through those reports. That's my problem.
Getting hundreds of them every hour.
And I'm sorry, but
yeah,
it's a job. You got
to
do your job.
Well, and that's why I'm saying it's best to have a team or whatever.
Right.
And it'll be easy to have a... I'm not saying easy on my part because I don't know how to do the program part, but people that understand it, to have a system in there to, well, this name has been popped up 20 times, while this name's only popped up 3. Okay, we need to look at the 20-time guy. 3 wants to go off to the side. If it keeps popping up, then we can look at it.
Right.
Going, okay, this is what's happening. But whether, like, you don't care for Fortnite, they actually have a decent one catching those cheaters, that it's not too
often. Yeah, I don't hear like
it's
cheating there. Problems with Fortnite, but I mean, like, not like you hear all the time with Call of Duty and Tarkov all the time. And
well, like, I was using, because Fortnite's a big one up there too with COD. And the cheating ratio is so dramatic. It's like the feather on a scale. So there's definitely many different ways of seeing the issues, and they just, like, people were going to play my game anyway, which sadly they're right. It's that point now, everybody's like, oh, new one, it's going to be just as bad, but we're going to play it anyway. So it's, don't know if it'll ever be a problem that's fixed or not. It's something that should, but.
Right. I'm completely lost.
We haven't talked about any of the Xbox Showcase stuff.
Well, I said something about Fable.
You were talking about.
I was talking about Fable, but then we lean off of. Oh, because we were like, rather see Fable than Call of Duty, and then we went down the rabbit hole of Call of Duty and cheaters. Nice, solid. That's what I like. This is my far reach of seeing anything Elder Scrolls 6. I don't think we'll see that in the next 2 years.
Yeah, which it'll be an Elder Scroll game. I don't remember if they said where it's going to be. I think they did, but I can't remember. But it's definitely one that they need to put some time into it, because each game's gone up in graphics, and if you look at now Oblivion's remake or remastered, as far as I understand, it's more like a remastered.
No, it's more of a remake than a remaster.
Okay. As I haven't paid too much attention to it. But if you're going to put all the time into it, that means that's going to have heavy graphics, because the roots, they've been going up, which is going with technology. So I can see it taking 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Small little updates would be nice
for now, the community. Of two things, do you think you'll see a remake of a Fallout game before Elder Scrolls 6?
Unless they...
Like a Fallout 3 remake.
Oh, I would love that. That was the first one I ever played, too, was 3, so...
Because it's by the same company. That's why I'm saying it.
Yep.
Now, do you think you'll be... Do you see that more than a new Fallout game coming out with before Elder Scrolls 6?
I can possibly see a remake maybe come out.
Or do you think Elder Scrolls 6 will come out before both, any of those two options?
I'm thinking, with they have 76, so they're
going to squeeze out 76 as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to keep going with that. So I say they'll have probably the Elder Scrolls 6 before a new Fallout comes out, because they're going to keep dropping stuff 76. It's actually a decent-sized community still somehow.
It's actually one of the most positive communities.
Yes.
It's not a negative community at all. No. It's a very positive. There's a lot of people in that community that are very helpful. Anytime I was on there, the most recent time that we jumped back in, there was like really nice, helpful people. Which
the ones I would compare them with their community is like Path of Exile.
Yes,
bad ones out there, but they are very helpful.
Yes. The two probably nicest communities for a game is POE2 or just in POE in general. How about that? Because we got 1 and 2, but both of them get played like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got Fallout 76, which nowhere near you got Call of Duty. That is the most, it's of three toxic communities. One, I'm going to say, is still Rainbow Six Siege. Two, you're probably looking at Call of Duty. And then three, I'm putting it in there, Destiny.
I said I can at least count for the two. I can't count for Destiny because I didn't play it amount.
God, I hate the community. This is why I quit playing it after Final Shape.
I maybe put a total of maybe 50 hours, 70 max, but... Yes, with Call of Duty, I have a ton of hours, so I know the toxicity with that. Siege, I put months in that one, and oh my god.
I don't think
I've raged on a game worse than Siege.
I do miss playing that game, but I played that game very well on the Xbox when it first released.
Well,
PC one, I played it like once when we first started like actually gaming together on PC. Man, I was trash. Like,
it
was
I'm garbage on Siege.
But like,
but the how people are, it's like, oh my god. Those are the games that can make a sailor blush.
Oh, I told the wife. listen, this is an all-natural podcast. If you hear my dog barking, you're going to deal with it. I'm just putting that out there. This is all natural, nothing lighthearted. I'm sorry, if you don't like that kind of podcast, of it all being natural, hearing my dog bark, or if you hear my son screaming upstairs, deal with it. This ain't the podcast for you, because I know the people who do watch my streams, they don't care. They like it. But
it stays natural.
I love it. I love hearing my son raging about his tablet because he sucks at tablet games. And then my dog barking because she's trying to murder squirrels because they're invading her space in her backyard.
Well, there's that, but we're not a professional sound play. This is all just in the home. So it's, you're going to hear our home life.
Yeah. So
that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. Suck it up, people. This,
that's for another platform there. You can't go there.
Yes, join my OnlyFans. I don't have one, but
it's only
if I toes. Do, it's only going to be toes for sure. And only my left big, my right, no, my right big toe. It's the most disgusting thing you'll ever see in the world. Moving on to BioShock 4 was my next pick for Xbox Showcase because I think we're due some kind of BioShock, but you can put that in the Clockwork Revolution section too, because that's our BioShock game we're getting. Yeah. But a BioShock more, I can't say that because I think we're getting that BioShock-esque game from a game that commented on one of our posts, The Chronos, the New Dawn.
Chronos, I could see that.
Is going to be, they actually had a, that's the other game that had a gameplay, like
a good amount
trailer thing.
Yes, so that's one I'm going to keep my eye on.
Oh, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for Ill. Like these games, like, are kind of, it's not out of my genre really, of playing games. It's more of my,
it's in your realm.
Do I want to play and like have to piss myself or shit myself? Yes, I do. I do, because that's an it's like once in a lifetime experience, because if I don't experience it when it releases, I'm watching someone else play it and then it ruins it. That's why I never played Resident Evil 7, but I know the whole story, and if I play it now, it's just like I know what's coming. I know what's the next part. It's ruins the atmosphere.
Me, I've seen maybe 2 or 3 clips. I'm like, okay, I have zero clue what the heck is going on.
Now so. RE8 playing that first time and experience it was fantastic.
Which I have zero clue what's going on with that. That's
there is one section, you know, there in all Resident Evil games, there's always like a boss. Mm-hmm. There's a handful of bosses through the whole game.
Yeah.
There's one I can't wait for you. See, it's like the last boss.
Great.
Actually, there's like two. One you can't fight, and the other you do have to fight. So this can be fun.
Yeah, that's on the back burner right now, at least until POE1.
Okay, one.
So that's going to be months.
Okay, you have to play both before 9 comes out.
When does 9 come out?
February 27th.
Oh, yeah.
26. Time. You say that.
True.
Look how long it took me to play Doom. I could have finished the game earlier. I just was like, doing other things.
Well, it's like Expedition 33. I'm just doing it at a very slow, chill pace. Yes, it's irritating you, but.
I think you think it's irritating me, but you know that I'm also playing it on my off time with my wife, which I think I'm at the end of Act 2, its boss, and I can't figure out how to beat him.
I was getting tough with the first one. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this one's worse.
Great.
It's a little confusing, and I don't know, and I still got to figure it out.
But yeah,
back to BioShock 4.
With that,
do you think we'll see a BioShock 4?
In my eyes, no. BioShock,
because you played it, played them, and I haven't.
I have played them a lot. I've got probably in all three 500 hours total.
Holy crap.
Well, I've replayed one, replayed two many times, replayed three. I've done three on 1999, which is the hardest difficulty, which, damn, that Songbird pisses me off.
Didn't you just recently play, like, one remaster or something?
Yeah, I replayed one a couple months ago again. But I'm also taking it, I'll probably play it again later in the year. Just, I played it so much that I know a lot of them too well. So it kind of takes the full fun out of it, so I need more time. But to me, there shouldn't be a BioShock 4 unless it's a...
Don't say too much. I have not played the games.
I would say a new... I know. A new side. A new... First, whole new story. Cause
oh, you mean like one, a...
1, 2, and Infinite. It's in a time loop now. It's... They finished. It's kind of like he was saying with Destiny. When Final Shape came out, it finished the story. There shouldn't be no more.
Well, there, how it for Final Shape ended, it was able to open up the future DLC stuff with other things. Which, yeah, that's cool. But to me, I started from Destiny 1 where in the start of this whole journey, and yeah, the Final Shape really closed the door for me. Just like for example, it's like there's no way they will do it. But if Final Fantasy VII somehow actually got like a part fucking 4, some of the fans are going to fucking be mad, I think.
Yeah.
Honestly. It only makes sense to make 3 parts because the game was a 3-disc game.
Was that 3?
Yes.
It's been a while since I've looked at my disc, so that was a 4-disc. But yeah, no.
That one. We're starting this one, Final Fantasy VIII, soon. Disc 1 doesn't work. Oh, it's in my PlayStation 2. I know I have them. Wait, no, that's Disc 1. Oh, no, Disc 2, Disc 3.
That's where they have that. That should have been a 4 then. Unless that was like an epilogue or something like that.
No, it's 3 discs.
That first one.
That's 2.
The other one let go.
It's okay.
Yeah, I see.
How do I put this? They had a soundtrack one, too.
Yeah. But yeah, and technically, with the BioShock series on Infinite, after they did the time loop, which you'll see when you play it to understand why I'm saying that, they did have... They released 3 DLCs and 4 DLCs, I can't remember off the top of my head, but at least 2 of them was kind of like a side thing going with how the first one ended to go back and before the first one even started.
Final Fantasy VIII has 4 discs.
Yes, it does have 4. That's why I knew it was 4. 8 and 9 are both 4 discs.
It's going to be such a long game, isn't it? Just tell me.
And then they went to a single disc after that. But, with Infinite, when you play it, you need to get the Under the Sea DLCs. I think there's 2 of them. And it's a continuation from, it's kind of like a prequel DLC. It's before what all happened in Rapture.
It's continuing from 2 into
Infinite. No, it's just continuing from 1. 1, you were in Rapture. That's where it started. 2, technically you were in Rapture 2, but you're a big daddy.
Right.
I can't remember what type 1, but you'll see. But yeah, it deals with before Rapture became what it is known as BioShock 1. So you see the parties, you see all the how nice it looked. So,
oh, I see what you're saying. It's a prequel before you.
Yeah, get to it's before one. Okay. The disaster happened. So you start understanding a little more from the lore of what's going on.
Hmm.
So that's why to me it's pretty much done with the storyline that they did with the BioShocks. They could do a BioShock 4, but it would have to be a new story. But it had to be something else. But that's why I'm thinking Clockwork Revolution's going is being the next one. It's because it's doing a lot of things that BioShock did. Like the reversal telekinesis thing, taking the bullets out of a person's body and reversing time and doing all types of things is a lot of key factors that happen with the powers you had in 1, 2, and Infinite. Because you had different powers that you can do and learn that give you different ways to go through the game.
Sorry, I am looking. I'm just seeing if there was any correlation. It's two different developers. Yeah, so it's like, I don't know if it's developers who made...
Which I would have to look more into and see maybe if like they changed names and same people that made it. Or
not just that. I think they just people who worked on BioShock through 2K / Feral Interactive or something like that.
Yeah.
People who worked on that prior... That company went away, and they brought them into this studio and to make it.
And like you were saying with Kronos, I need to look more into it and keep more eyes on it and see what development shows. Give my more input on that one, but
I think it's going to be...
With Clockwork, they showed a lot of different things, so it gave a bigger view of what the game's going to be like.
Right. I think Kronos is going to be a short game.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be like a...
It's going to be the start of it.
Or I think it's just, it's going to, a project that they want to work off, and like Xbox was like, it's actually, it looks like a promising thing. We'll show it off, and I think it'll be a short game. Like, you know how Doom 2016, that is a short game, but it's a great game. Like, yep. It's a good game, but it's not my favorite Doom. Doom 64 will be my favorite one, but then underneath that, I think Doom Eternal is really good. Doom Dark Ages is good as an own aspect. If you were watching stream Thursday, or actually Friday, if you were watching my input on it, I think Doom Dark Ages takes a lot of things that it needed, but also lost all the qualities that it did have. So, for example, like the music composer they had, they lost the same guy who did Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal.
Gotcha.
And they had someone else do the music. The music doesn't hit the same, but it hit the spots where it needed a hit, like the metal music, of course. But it had the cinematic cutscenes, had like a somewhat of a relative decent story to it. The boss fighting, I liked the boss fighting. That was cool. But I'd rather play Doom Eternal again than play Doom the Dark Ages. Yeah, that was what I was playing. Finally beat it. That's good. Continuing. Getting off sidetrack, but it's not a bad thing to do because we're talking about video games. Now, getting down to... I'm sorry. Was there anything that you were hoping for that would fit into these showcases?
Not off the top of my head.
So, pretty much I hit everything on the nail.
Oh, yeah. Like I said... Plus, they showed a lot of it, so it's like, okay, well, I'm pretty much satisfied with this.
I was fed very well with games. We're going to go down through some questions here, like we always do at the end of our show or podcast, whatever. Show, podcast, same thing. Out of all the major reveals, which one do you think is going to be the most successful? And I guarantee you, I think I know which one's going to be the most successful. I mean, we know which one's going to be the most successful because it's always the most successful every year one releases. That is a Call of Duty game.
I don't base it off that because...
I know, we're not green. We know it's going to be a Call of Duty that makes the most money. But successful-wise, I personally think Resident Evil Requiem is going to be a banger.
And it's difficult to really say because... If you add playtime, replayable playtime in it.
Replayability?
Yeah. There's at least three on here that can take that running for the money. Because you got the Resident Evil, but depending what goes on with Clockworks, how much replayable that is, depending how big that game's going to be, because we still don't know it much past what we've seen. That could be really up there. But
so as
Outer World 2 could have... a huge impact with all the stuff they're adding if it plays out how they want it.
True. You're not wrong. But I mean...
But I would say...
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, to me. Right now it's still difficult because there's still a lot of what-ifs and questions in that margin that you can only speculate and trying to see the bigger picture. So probably close when things start getting more shown or talked about, things can really put more view on that perspective.
Right, but also, for example, no one thought Monster Hunter Worlds was going to be the most sold Capcom game of all times. No one saw that coming. But it is now. It is the most sold Capcom game of all times.
The new one or the last one?
The last one. The not Wilds Worlds, the one that came out 8 years ago, something like that. Mm. It's the one the one I don't regret buying. How about that? Does that help
me? Yeah.
Not the one that came out this year. The one that came out way before.
Right. I say it, and that's
hey, so that's
Persona
why
Persona could take over all we know. If that's the hard part.
Yeah, but
there is
it's I need a little bit more shown of that.
Yeah.
We visually saw, but it could, yeah, you're right. It could take off
of people,
because Persona 5 took off crazy. And when they added the DLC, the Royal Edition, it took off again.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yes, I totally get that. Shoot, we don't even know. Marvel Token Fighting Souls game could take off. Yes, I'm not even joking. It's a Marvel game, but fighting, and it's a different fighting style.
Yes, pretty much I would say,
it's crazy.
Input, I can't say any of them, honestly, because other than the 7 remake, because, well, it's just coming to be able to play on
PC. You have to pick one.
Surprised I can't.
You suck. Just pick one. Just say your favorite one. Clockwork Revolution, and then.
That's the one I'm looking for the most, too. And I see a number of people that's waiting for that. So
I don't even have one that's on here that I think is another major reveal that I probably should have. Onimusha. I don't think it's going to blow up, but I think it's going to be it's going to be a successful game in its own realm. Yeah, like, I think it's going to be more successful than Neo 3.
Yeah, I can see it being successful. I don't know how big. I haven't paid attention to that, so I forgot about it. I heard
the combat in it. This is one that people have played the preview of it at Summer Games Fest. The fighting in it is very smooth. It's like God of War smooth fighting. Hmm. Like, it gives you the heavy hit feeling, you know? But also the smooth fighting, like Ghost of Tsushima style. People say it's actually really good fighting.
I know.
Like, in the game.
There will be one somewhat little bit of a fighting style that I will be trying. I can't remember the name of the game. I'll have to go and dig around and see what the heck it was called. It was that one that's kind of like Jet Li or whatever that you hit him wherever and it shows their bones breaking and
all. Oh, what was that?
I don't know, but I just remember them like, oh yeah, there was that. And that's,
it was from the Xbox Game Show.
It reminded me of a game from the PS2. I can't remember. I do believe it was a Jet Li game or whatever, but pretty much you would go around and you would fight, but there would be so many things to do that you can use the environment, you can do this, do that. To make the game fun, I just don't remember what the heck the name was for it. I saw it in person, honestly. I can remember it just by seeing it, but I'd have to see it.
I'm trying to find it. Blah, blah, blah. Not Ninja Gaiden 4. Not that. Not at Fate's Inn. That's the Game Freak Pokemon game, which I kind of am looking forward to that.
I forgot all about High on Life Dirt 2.
Yeah, I didn't put it on there just because I guess I'm not.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I need to play the first
also one. Also, the Mudang 2 Hearts, that looked really good too. But I was more wanting to talk about like the things that people, I think, are really.
We should probably have went to look at the statistics of the past games, seeing how well they did. Because they could be a lot more well.
I feel like I'm getting close to it.
Can't remember what showing showed it. But
If
I go by, honestly, if I go by sales.
Was it even on the Xbox Showcase?
I don't know. That's the problem.
So, oh, son of a.
Look later. But honestly, if I go by trying to think of sales, how big it. For the most success, I probably would go with you with Resident Evil. It's probably going to have the biggest sell amount. I could probably be proved wrong, yes, but if I had to put it on right now, what I think of.
Was it Axe of Blood?
Honestly, I'll have to go watch videos because could have been. So, I said we'd probably do that later because I don't want too much dead time.
Don't tell me what to do.
Now, again, that's for a later show.
Up next, of all the major reveals, which of them do you think is going to be the big steamy pile of dog crap? Or a dumpster fire, whatever one you're preferring.
I would say we go for
to listen, as much as I think that Marvel Token Fighting Souls is going to do decent, I think it might be a bust.
Yes,
because it's a company who has done fighting games. They did Dragon Ball FighterZ, and longevity of it, it still is being put into Evo tournaments, I believe, still in tournament regular tournaments. But I feel like using the Marvel characters is a cop out, and adding a different style of it's and I don't know, maybe I don't know. It's either Persona 4 Revival or Marvel Token that might be a buster.
I have to agree on that one. I don't know much of the Persona. I gotta learn more of that. It's one I want to eventually try. And I can't help that. I'm not a big Marvel fighting player. But if you know, if they don't get the mechanics right, that's going to be a downfall instantly for them.
Cause which
you gotta have that down.
Right, and I think I don't want it to fail. I don't want no game to fail.
No,
because that is not in a gaming community sense is to wish a game fails. I mean, I would like a Call of Duty game to fail, and Call of Duty had a game that failed or two that have failed before.
Yep,
and they fixed stuff before, but then I think they need to be a major fall to fix things that they always need you to fix that have been being screamed at by the COD players. But I feel like Marvel Token, it's a flip of a coin, really, because they've done, like I said, they made Dragon Ball Z FighterZ. They've had multiple betas and stuff, and beta tests and stuff like that. And sorry for the pause. I think they will get some of the big fighting game community channels out to their studios to test the game, understand the game, and have their input. And those kind of, that's one thing that fighting game communities or companies, they actually do listen to those streamers or those people who play the games very well. That's one thing I've noticed. Persona 4, it could definitely hit or miss. And if it misses, that's going to piss a lot of people.
Yeah. So I would go for mine. I would probably say the Persona. It's just, if I had to put it on the own, just because if it's not done right, then it's going to be a downshot. Like you said, with the Marvels, they've had experience, so yes, expect bugs, but should run for the most part good. But I don't think anything for Persona 4 was shown gameplay-wise. I think it was all cinematic. So I don't think you really saw what was...
For what game?
Persona 4 Revival.
Oh, the part where he was, like, walking?
Was that
That was definitely in-game.
I actually got to do more, so... But I don't... Me personally, I don't want to say anything's going to be a dumpster fire. I hope... Like you were saying, I want them to all be good. So hopefully none's a dumpster and they all turn out well.
For the next question, I think the one game basically answered that question for it. Out of all the games that we wanted to see out of the showcases, which one do you think would have been the most impactful on the showcase in the gaming community? I honestly think a lot of the games make an impact and help the gaming community in make the gaming community excited for the what's to come in the future. And that's like literally everyone I think that we talked about.
Oh yeah.
Not just a specific one. I mean, obviously I think Resident Evil Requiem got the biggest hype.
Yeah.
And like it was rumored, it was leaked, I guess, maybe too. But like people were wanting a new Resident Evil, whether it's a remake of Code Veronica or remake of 1 or 5 or even just a brand new one, 9, which is basically Resident Evil 9.
Yeah.
I think if this wasn't shown, even though it was leaked or rumored, and if it wasn't shown, I think a lot of people would have been mad, and it would have took an impact.
Yeah.
But since it was shown, I don't think nothing was lost. I think it was just straight up.
Yeah, but they gotta be careful of that, because that double-edged sword, you can look pretty and polished in the cinematic, but things don't go well with the gameplay, that's where the negatives will nail you.
Some of the trailers, if you ever notice, or have, like over the years, I can tell a difference. So like the beginning part was cinematic, like whatever their cutscene, whatever. But then there's a part of that is just an in-game engine camera. So like when it was showing the hallway, that was like an in-game engine camera.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just hopefully the mechanics work.
And like the monster that was crawling down the wall that one part, that was the first person view in the game.
Okay. It'd be nice to see, and we've talked about it. But I'm glad they didn't. Was the Elder Scrolls 6 for the simple fact of how bad Starfield went.
Yeah, but also Starfield. I always think a game is made for a purpose
too. Yes.
I think Starfield was testing for future stuff for Bethesda.
But the problem with doing that and how bad Starfield got for all the negativity and everything towards it, that hurts a big company for how bad it went, because you're like, okay, this shouldn't be happening. Yeah, we know this is Bethesda. We know how a number of their games go, but there was a lot of issues that people were saying. I'd have to go back and relook, but I don't think it got fixed.
For someone who played the game and beat it, I didn't have a problem with the game. I had I think I had a few crashes, but I expect that for any game.
Yeah.
Literally, I could expect that from playing Final Fantasy VIII on Steam.
But yeah, with 6, I expect to be issues, but I rather them take a little time on it.
Oh,
let it cook. Let it get it where they want it. They know Elder Scrolls is a big name. They know it can impact no matter what year they show it. Get it where it's pretty much right. Get it where it's comfy. If not 100%, at least comfy. And then announce it. That way, it's less of an issue once it's released.
Oh my god. I don't know what he's yelling about.
I don't know either.
Stinking god. Have kids, they said. It's fantastic. Yeah. Now we have the slate for the rest of the year and majority of next year of games. What is there to expect for the showcases of next year of games? For example, like the ones I've listed here. I think it's a 50-50 shot of these games being shown, but also I think some of them can be shown this year at either the Game Awards, or still Sony still makes a couple more state of plays through the year. I think I'll list all the things that I think will be shown next year, and also I have over time of thinking, I don't think they'll be shown until the next couple years. For example, I think Fable will be shown next year. I think Elder Scrolls 6 won't be shown until the next couple years.
Yeah, I see that
taking time. Fallout 5, we've discussed this, I don't think will happen until after Elder Scrolls 6 gets released, and they'll start working on it. Witcher 4 or Remake, I do kind of see it being shown at Game Awards.
I can see the 4 being shown I'm wondering on the remake whether they're going to show much or they're going to shadow drop it, honestly, with right. that.
Cyberpunk 2, I don't think that's going to be shown until the Witcher games, both of them are done. I don't think we might get like a cinematic or something, like a 30 second to a minute like thing. But I think it will be shown anything well after the Witcher stuff is done. Blade, I think that could be shown again at the Game Awards. Kingdom Hearts 4, it could be shown at the next either State of Play or Game Awards. Perfect Dark, I think that's next year of the Xbox Showcase. And Wolverine,
could now be, that you know how long it's been.
Wolverine needs to be shown sometime this year. I don't care if it's State of Play or Game Awards. It needs to be shown this year. If it isn't, I'm in the group of people probably thinking, but we've discussed, it might be just swept underneath the rug.
Yeah.
Which I think sucks because Wolverine has a few good games. And I think that Marvel doing so well with the Spider-Man games, they can make a good Wolverine game.
No, they could. We could also probably see something more, because I've going from this showcase, they're showing more different horror or jump scare type games where we could see more or something in the lines of like how Evil Within was, or any of those type of branches that was already sitting here branch out and become something new or a continuation of. I don't know how, like I said with Evil Within, I don't know how number two ended. If there could be really anything.
I'm not sure. My brother-in-law played it, and I can't remember what it was, what the ending was.
But I could see more horror games being made, which is, for me, awesome. I love playing them.
I mean, there's an extent to me playing them. I don't like the Silent Hill. It probably will mess with my mind, I feel like, just because that's just how their horror games are.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I don't know, I never was the Silent Hill player because I was playing Resident Evil. That was my thing instead of the other side.
But one thing I would love to see is some more, like, RPG styles. Yes, we're getting some of them. But there was one that died in the water. I'm trying to think what the heck the name was.
Like an open world RPG?
I don't know if exactly that. But just kind of like more, kind of like an old PlayStation 1 game I loved playing. It's called Darkstone.
What about Legend of Dragoon?
Like that.
If that gets a remake.
Oh my god, that would blow up.
The world is going to explode.
That is a big fan favorite. People today still talk about Legend of Dragoon.
Another one. Parasite Eve. Why haven't we got a remake of that? Or Dino Crisis. Two huge things that could be announced by State of Play or Sony. Like, those are massive games. People don't realize it. It's up there with Silent Hill and Resident Evil games.
Yeah.
Like, I will explode if I get those announced.
But yeah, because this day of age,
I got excited for some reason when I said those games. I felt like my arm hair stood up. I got excited for just saying it. Like, it actually happened.
Yeah, and I say this day of age, remakes to remasters, the big thing between games and movies and stuff. So they have I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing older games being redone.
And why do you think that? That's like, it's funny we're coming across that, and it might be
no good ideas right now. A lot of them are having trouble creativity and stuff.
I don't want to talk about it if it's not. I mean, it's kind of in this, but that's more talking about physical things.
Oh, we can get deeper in it during that time because that still can go with it.
Yeah, but I mean, what we're already in that spot. I kind of just touch on, I guess. Like, is it just, yeah, like people's creativity's not there? Or are we in a part where technology and quality of games are so, we're at the point where I don't think we can surpass that tech or quality, so it's a good idea to remake all those fan favorites right now.
Yeah, they're testing their waters with the remakes that they're doing now, or remasters, either or. like with the Final Fantasies, there's talks of other ones being made that's rumored. So it's definitely something that could be worked on and changed and could be big sellers. So it's, if they did a lot of the older games that we grew up with, I can see even people this generation can see different ones and go, okay, there's this game's awesome, and then go look at it or whatever, and it's like, okay, then what was it like maybe prior then? But it's just like kids trying to see the how things were back when we were kids, and it's like, okay, how'd that work?
That's a good thing, because like, for example, it's not your favorite, but I can't wait to play Final Fantasy VII. Something fell upstairs.
Legos.
I'm excited to see how Final Fantasy Remake and Rebirth are, and to give my input, because I freshly played Final Fantasy, the OG version, the beginning of this year, and I can give a valid, like, good input, because it's freshly in my brain, and I always consistently think about it, like, all the scenarios and all the big things that happened in the game and why they happened, and then comparing it to these remakes. I think we're just hitting a limit of gaming. Again, like, not in a bad way.
We're in a limbo right now.
I don't say limbo, because I think when I say in a limbo is like, it's a dry season. Like, we were used to be in a season where only one solid hit would release that year.
Oh, yeah, that was a few years ago we had that.
And, like, we don't know what we're playing, so we just literally revert to playing Minecraft. Which is, it's funny, but it's not a bad thing, but...
No, that's what makes those games that you can go back to and play anytime so good.
Mm-hmm. But no, I think... I don't see a problem in remakes or anything like that, but I think you should do, like...
Do your homework.
Yeah, do your homework, obviously. But, I mean, like, pick the ones that you should pick. Like, obviously, start from the Silent Hill games. Start from the Final Fantasy ones that you started doing, the Polygon. Like 7 was a good start, I think. When you did the Pixel remasters, that's good, too, I think. Onimusha, that's a great pick. With some others.
I would love for just... I don't know if, how difficult it would be, but to take something as of, like, The Legend of Dragoon, the older Pixel Final Fantasies, or stuff like that, and turn those into a 3D modern game.
What's the one you recently just played?
I recently just played?
Yeah, it was a... What was it? It wasn't a Legend of Mana game. Oh, what was it? What is it? You played it recently.
Chrono Cross?
Was that it? Yeah.
The older one or whatever?
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm surprised they do something like that in a...
Right now there's a...
Remake. Like, you know how Final Fantasy VII Remake is?
Yeah.
And Rebirth?
But...
That with that.
But that's what I'm talking about, because that's in that same boat, because it's all 2D. It's... got a little bit of 3D, so technically that could have been remastered, remaked, because right now there's just a remastered version. So, it would take a lot of work and all that, plus also depending on licensing and all that other stuff, it's even possible to turn one of those 2D fan favorite loved games into a modern 3D remake game. Yes, may suck doing like those, because Legend of Dragoon's another one that's multiple discs that they'll probably do parts if they ever were able to do that. But it would be amazing and unique seeing those type ones. So it's probably maybe thoughts out there, but I don't know how realistic really it is.
Gotcha.
Because then you got, like I said, you got to think of licensing and any other legal type thing that goes with it.
Every time for any game.
So it makes it more difficult trying to do stuff like that. And the only reason like Final Fantasy is doing it is because, well, they own the licensing, so it's a lot easier. So it'll be difficult, possibly, for those older ones if they can't get the person that has the license to agree to it.
Right, right. Well, I believe that wraps up the main showcases, everything that was the major reveals for us. We discussed about that, all the ins and outs of if it was a good idea, bad idea, what affects the future, and if we're hype. So I think if you are interested, follow the YouTube channel. Follow our Twitch channels, whatever social media we're on. Leave us a comment. Follow Discord. Chat with us in there. We are called the Level Up Lounge. My name is Mike. This is Jimmy. And this is us signing off.